I'm Xanthi Behrman and I'm at Stand and Calling with Holly Cook. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you've got your set later on this evening. Looking forward to it?
Very much so, yeah. I've played here a couple of times before, but always with another band. So this will be my first Holly Cook show at Stand and.
You've had a really busy few months, haven't you, with touring? And you're also, I read, going off to Europe soon.
Next week is some festivals in France and Italy, which is going to be lovely, and Spain as well the week after that. So August is looking quite European, yeah.
Lovely. And then you're off to America?
Yeah, in September, going back to California, my favourite.
And do we get a Holly Cook tour, though, anytime this year?
Yes, at the end of the summer, the beginning of October, the 3rd through to, I think, the 14th or 15th, I'm doing a run of UK dates again. So it'll be my second UK tour in a year and also ever. So that's wicked. Starts in London on the 3rd and then from there.
Where can we find that information? You've got a website, haven't you?
Yeah, it's all on hollycook.com.
That's nice and easy to find.
Yeah.
So I was looking up, you had your debut album in 2011, then your second album, and then you opened for the Stone Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was that like?
It was so mad I can barely remember it at this point because I just went into like a very, very serious coping mechanism because I thought I was going to die of nerves. So yeah, it was quite intense.
Then we've had your third album, Vessel of Love. Now, you're from a musical family, aren't you?
Yeah.
So has that been a hindrance or a help?
A help, because it's pretty cool to have parents who understand what I want to do and where I'm coming from and certain sacrifices, or not sacrifices, I suppose, risks that involves pursuing. And I suppose it could possibly be a more difficult situation where, you know, parents don't get arts and creativity. So yeah, that's been really
but also I imagine with the industry as it is, the advice you can get, you could be led in the wrong direction. Surely with parents in the industry, they can go, ah no, not that way, and they can help a little bit that way.
Yeah, definitely. They have always been pretty good at making keeping me aware of the bad stuff out there, and that's always helped me stay pretty. I mean, it's always helped me stay relatively savvy, but at the same time, you know, you've got to be given room to make your own mistakes, which I also definitely have done. So there's been a really good balance of all of that. I have not been overly protective about any of it, but also very supportive.
Oh, that's wonderful. So your music's described as tropical pop. Tell me a bit more, but where does that phrase come from?
That came from like MySpace days, actually. I remember, yeah, like probably more than 10 years ago when I just like put music up when MySpace was a place for you to share music. And they had a little genre section, and you can either choose one of the many genres that they give you, or you can just put whatever you like in there. So I just put tropical pop in there quite flippantly, and then it just kind of stuck. It was one of those ones that people have sort of latched onto.
Yeah, it's quite sweet. I quite like it, though. It's not like you don't feel embarrassed by it. I think that's quite lovely. Do you know what I mean? It's not something you think, oh, I wish I'd never put that on. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's a funny one. Because, I mean, obviously, as well, like, my music is reggae. And when people say, like, oh, what kind of music do you sing? I say, I'm a reggae singer. It was just kind of like really silly and casual when you don't really think that people are gonna see it.
And they did. So what advice would you give then for future artists coming up, you know, behind you? What things have you learnt along the way so far?
Patience is really, really important, as well as kind of the hard work that you put in. You do have to really persevere, I think, because things do take a long time, and when people haven't seen your whole journey, it does appear like people have just come out of nowhere. Do you know what I mean? But they've almost definitely been like years and years and years before that, of ups and downs and tears and excitement. So not to be deterred from that too early on in the process, because I think that, yeah, that does, it does pay off. And
I think that's wonderful. Patience definitely sounds amazing, because I think you get too many of these X Factor people that think they can fly in and do it, and it, you know, they haven't put the work in, but you know, you obviously have, and now you're starting to reap the rewards.
Yeah, so we're in an age of everything being so instant and short-lived. Not musically, I just mean attention span-wise. So yeah, it's just, yeah, very important to remember that some things take some time.
Thank you so much for your time today, and I hope you have a wonderful set this evening. I'm sure you will. Thank you very much, Holly Cook.
Thank you very much.